And here's our first news story for this hour. A 15-year-old is in custody following an incident in Bay City where he allegedly fired a handgun into the air and pointed it at an 18-year-old early Wednesday morning. Police responded to reports of gunfire on South Henry Street around 2:10 a.m. and determined that the suspect, who knew the victim, fled into a nearby residence after the incident. Officers assisted by the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team executed a warrant at the residence, arresting the teenager and seizing a handgun and other evidence. Michigan's signature free pre-K program for four-year-olds has reached a new enrollment high as state officials continue to tout cost savings and educational benefits to parents. Across the state, there are about 51,000 students enrolled in the Great Start Readiness Program, the state's free pre-K program. The numbers announced Tuesday are an increase of 8,971 students from this time last year, according to the numbers provided by MyLeap. That's a 21% increase in enrollment. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, a once loyal supporter of President Donald Trump who has become a critic, says she is resigning from Congress in January. Greene, in a more than 10-minute video posted online late Friday, explained her decision and she said she didn't want her congressional district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president we all fought for. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with Trump in recent months as the congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. And in our national news, a controversial proposal by the Transportation Security Administration could soon require airline passengers to pay an $18 fee if they travel without a real ID. The policy intended to bolster security is prompting heated debate over whether the fee represents a fair measure or an unnecessary financial burden for travelers. Discussions among airline companies and regulators continue as the policy's implementation details are reviewed for public comment. In other national news, new images released by the NTSB from last week's Louisville UPS plane crash show the cargo jet trailing debris and flames immediately after losing its engine. Aviation experts say these visuals provide critical evidence for reconstructing the accident's timeline. Meanwhile, families of the victims have called for accountability and increased safety oversight for cargo carriers operating under similar conditions. In our international news, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva announced the appointment of Jorge Messias, a trusted ally and former attorney general, to the nation's Supreme Court. The strategic move is expected to deeply influence decisions on corruption, social policy, and executive authority, shaping Brazil's political landscape for years to come. In other international news, Spain's Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling against the country's attorney general, finding him guilty of leaking sensitive information about a conservative politician's partner in a tax fraud case. The verdict has fueled debate over political bias and the ethical standards expected from high-ranking legal officials, bringing renewed scrutiny to the intersection of justice and politics in Spain. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.